Today, we're going to talk about leaders are examples. Being a good example certainly begins with the heart, because we all make mistakes. But coming back to what God thinks of us allows us to move forward. This takes a doctrine-based reflection, so we maintain the right perception of ourselves. And we read about this early on in another leadership enrichment, but in 1 Timothy 4:16, it states, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." So there's something about doctrine-based reflection that keeps us on track as we endeavor to be good examples for others to follow. Look at John chapter 13, please. Well, we're going to look at the greatest example there is to follow, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, whenever the Bible reveals insight into what Jesus Christ had in his mind as he served, it will be absolutely very instructive for us, because he's just the greatest example. And the example we're going to draw from just happens to be on the night that he is betrayed. So there was a lot of pressure on him. And he provides a vivid illustration of service that they could remember. And we'll read about it, but perhaps look at it in a different way. In John chapter 13, verse 1, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." Even though he himself was under tremendous pressure to fulfill the plan of redemption, he continued to love those that he was working with and to rise up. It says in verse 2, "And supper being ended." That's not really a good translation. It actually means, well, supper was in progress or during supper. The devil, or some translations have Satan, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. And here, this next verse gives us amazing insight in how Jesus Christ approached what he was about to do. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. We're going to stop right there for a second. There's three things in here that help us understand a little bit about how Jesus Christ was an example as a leader. The first thing it says is Jesus knowing. He was perceiving. This was in his mind. And what was in his mind was the Father had given all things into his hands, meaning the responsibility that God had commissioned him to do was now up to Jesus to carry out. See, when God gives you something, he also gives you the authority to carry it out. He put it in his hands, reflecting more of a, it's in your hands, your authority. You have the control to carry this out. God does the same thing for us. That's right. He asks us to pick up the ball on behalf of Jesus Christ and move it forward. In 2 Corinthians 5:18, which many of you are familiar with, it says, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." He gave a responsibility to Jesus Christ to fulfill, put it in his hands, gave him the authority to carry it out. And he's done the same thing for us, to continue the mission of making known God through Jesus Christ. Well, that's not all what this verse says. It also says that he was come from God and he went to God. These are amazing truths and insight into the mindset of Jesus Christ on this night. He knew that now he had to take this on, his commissioning. He knew he had to take on this responsibility and see it through to the end. But he also knew where he came from. This is in his mind. And he also knew where he was going. And for us, there are some very similar patterns for us to understand as well. Like we mentioned earlier about the ministry of reconciliation has been given to us now to bring people back to God. That's what Jesus was doing on the cross, is bringing people back to God by taking their sins. Now, we don't have to die on the cross. We'll certainly communicate the truth of it, for sure. But he knew where he came from, and he knew where he was going. Do you know where you came from? Do you know where you're going? It's a good question. This is in the heart of a leader as an example. Keep your finger here and look at Ephesians chapter 2. There's so many places we could go in the Bible regarding where we came from and where we're going, but this is one. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. So that's where we were before God rescued us. Quickened us together, or made us alive with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is where we came from. Our sonship, the truth that we are sons and daughters of God, came from God. We didn't initiate it. But we can have this in the backdrop of our heart as we endeavor to be the best examples for other people. It says here that in the ages to come, that's the future, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The future only has grace and kindness, the riches of his grace and kindness for us. That's where we're going. Back to John 13. Jesus had in his mind that he had been given what he needed to carry out. My question is three for you. What has God given you to carry out? Secondly, do you know where you came from? And thirdly, do you know where you're going? Those three points are significant because they were in the mind of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the night he's betrayed, before he moves into the final chapter of the redemption of man in terms of his responsibility to give his life. Then look what happens. John 13, verse 4. He riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. So what's interesting here is in this culture, they would have understood what he was doing. They knew that the washing of someone's feet was typically done by the lowliest of servants. But here is their Lord and Master carrying this out. What an example in the midst of all this pressure. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, verse 6, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not. You can't perceive it. You're not going to get it right away. But thou shalt know experientially in the future, hereafter. See, Peter didn't understand at the time, but later he would. Often our example is not understood till people are ready. You can see this with children. See, We should not be discouraged, but continue to lead by example. They didn't understand what Jesus was doing. Peter didn't understand. He saw the action. He didn't see what was the reason Jesus was doing this, the depth of it. Eventually, he would experientially know this after the new birth, for sure. Being an example is not always appreciated. It's not always understood. But that should not dissuade us from being a good example. See, it wasn't the action of washing feet. Actually, he was teaching them about selfless service, the actions of someone that's humble. Verse 8, Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. In other words, he's still thinking of it as washing of the feet. He doesn't understand that Jesus is using this as an illustration. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not to save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. And he's talking about the hearts of the individuals, because Judas had already decided he was going to betray Jesus, and that's what he's talking about, the unclean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Now, it couldn't be, do you understand what it means to wash feet? He's not asking them. They know what it means to wash feet. They did it every day. It was in that culture. He's asking for a deeper meaning. Sometimes that's what happens with people when you act on and in that Spirit of God within you. They may not understand your example right away, but perhaps down the road they will. He says to them, verse 13, You call me master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. Yes, he was. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Now, is he giving them direction to wash each other's feet? No. Nothing wrong with washing people's feet, I guess. But it's not what he's teaching them. He's saying, if I'm your Lord and I'm doing this, hey, here's an example that perhaps you should do this one to another. You should selflessly serve each other. Verse 15, For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. It makes you humble, doesn't it? Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Verse 17, If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. There's an element of happiness, contentment, if you will, blessing that comes from selfless service. But it's not just knowing about it, because there's two ifs in this verse 17. If ye know, if you perceive what I'm saying, if you get it, happy are ye if you do them. You carry it out. A good example is one that their words match up with their actions. And that's one of the things he's setting before them. And there's blessing, there's happiness. It's not just perceiving it, it's carrying it out. See, those who serve well, they are oriented and recognize the needs of others. If you want to know how to serve, start looking for needs. Because there isn't one definition necessarily of, well, this action is service, this action is service. There isn't one necessarily strict definition. But one thing that can help us is ask yourself the question, what is the need? And the more we orient ourselves and calibrate our thinking in terms of meeting needs, our effectiveness as those that serve and lead as an example will increase. It's not necessarily what's in your mind. It's what is the need. Jesus Christ was very adept at recognizing need. And our service can be an example of how Christ lived. It can. Recognizing other people's needs in some ways rescues us from ourselves. Because people are so oriented to their self. They're self-oriented. They're self-centered. And one way we can allow ourselves to be rescued is to think about others. That's why service and leading by example is so beneficial to our lives. Actually, it's so healthy for our spiritual walk as Christians. And Jesus, on the night that you think it would all be about him, on the night you think that perhaps he could take a moment and say, "You guys don't understand. I'm under a lot of pressure. Back off." On the night that perhaps he could get away with not thinking about other people, he does the opposite. And why was he able to do that under this pressure? It goes back to verse 3. Verse 3 again. Jesus knowing, Jesus perceiving that the Father had given all things into his hands. Man, he gave him the authority to carry it out. And not only that, Jesus knew, he perceived in his heart, in the depth of his soul, that he came from God, or else he never could have been able to carry this out. And not only did he come from God, he was going to God. This is such a foundational perspective when it comes to service and leading by an example, even under pressure. You know, good leaders are those with or without titles who take the initiative to move with God and set the pace and right moral example for others to follow. And such leaders are what we might call moral agents for Christ-like transformation from the heart that begins with themselves and then spreads to others. And that's one of the things that we want to learn and continue to grow in as leaders.